Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Make you sit around and just kick the blase flee. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn, if I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things in the cave and the creek. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Yeah. How many hits does it take?
take four records to blow.
I know exactly how many licks it took from my hole spinning the cash flow, cause she was so out cold. Scandal, cause she loved the scandal. Too much dick for that ass, she couldn't handle that.
Same thing in love and the music business. People, they lose their brains to get a finish. Let's be a star for a day. Everything in life is just okay. People say things they don't really wanna say, but it's okay, cause you're a star for the day. People will smile at you when they really wanna frown. Well, that's just the way tainted folk get down. Just keep it real. When a situation is tainted, love is always free.
Love is always free.
Love is always free.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're now tuned in to GEI Radio, Necessary Convo. I am your host, Tone. Got my co-host, Gigi. What's going on?
What it is, my brother. How you feeling?
Okay, man. Doing okay. How about yourself?
I'm good. Everything is good. It's Sunday. We're putting in that work today. Man, I'm excited about today's topic. I'm excited about the show. A lot of people are tuning in specifically for this topic. So let me just go ahead and welcome everybody, re-welcome everyone to Necessary Convo. Hey, look, we appreciate you guys tuning in every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm reporting live in the ATL. Tone, you in the DMV? You in Maryland?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland.
Yeah, I dig, man. I dig. Hey, one of the cool things is, man, people tune in from all over the world, even other countries, man. I don't think people really know and understand that. So how many countries are we locked in right now?
It's 8 now. We just got Pakistan. So Pakistan is one of the newest spots where people listening from. So that's cool, man. It's pretty dope.
That is dope, man. That is really cool, Bundy. Bundy. That's how they do us, man. But look, man, so for those of you that are just tuning in for the very first time, myself, Gigi After Dark, got my guy, GEI Tone. Look, we started this platform. I guess this is our second year, technically, second season. We started out with a platform called Freaky Friday, and we was talking about everything, man. We was talking about love, sex, all of those, man. And, you know, we had a chance to kind of zoom in on a little bit more stuff outside of that type of topic. So we went ahead and, you know, we decided to kind of open it up, man, expand and broaden the horizon in the conversation.
Definitely.
The feedback about certain things in life and what people go through and some of the conversations that they aren't able to have but are very necessary. And so that's how we came up with this platform. We've been rocking out, man. We haven't had any guests on yet, right? We had, what, one or two guests?
I think we had one. We had the I guess he was like, he wrote a book about porn, remember?
Yeah, man, listen, you guys missed it, man. So we had a gentleman on here that had wrote a book about porn and his addiction to porn and, you know, some of the things that he had utilized as the tools to, you know, help with the addiction. And when you listen to that particular episode, man, you would think that your ass may have an addiction. You'd have to reevaluate yourself to make sure that you don't have an addiction, and then, you know, you just like watching it. But, you know, he talked about how it just changed the dynamic of his day, being productive, counterproductive, and all that. So
yeah.
That was good, man. So, you know, I know we got some guests coming up real soon, but since we're talking about guests, so talk a little bit about the opening for the female co-host.
Definitely. So as we stated last week and the week before, we are looking for a female co-host to join us. And we're going to do it a little different. We was going to just do one, but how are we going to do it now? We're going to do, like, per month, and then we're going to let the people pick who they thought rocked with us the best, and they're going to be on permanent. So right now okay. We have about 5 ladies, so we're going to set the times up, and we'll be doing, you know, a month with each one of them and try to get a vibe with them. And, you know, y'all can inbox us or email us and let us know which lady y'all was rocking with, and we gonna move forward from there.
Yeah, I look forward to that because, you know, you have 2 brothers here that we're gonna give you whatever you're asking for, man. So whatever your questions are, whatever the subjects and the topics and things like that, man, we don't duck and dodge any subject matter. So this is the right platform because it's uncensored, it's unscripted, and we get to do what the hell we want to do and how we want to do it. So the benefit for you is you get to do the same. Now, there's not going to be any disrespecting going on at the same time, but for the most part, you know, we pretty much get to talk about any subject matter. And so, you know, we look forward to your guys' feedback. And just, you know, your whole vibe, that helps carry the show week to week. So, you know, that being said, just let them know, man, how they can log in online and what that number is so they can shoot that out to their folks. But it should be saved into your phone by now to just shoot over.
Yeah.
Just in case. So help them out, man.
Definitely. It should be saved. They should already be putting it out there. But for the new callers, it's 516-387-1268. That's 516-387-1268. Or you can go to GEI Radio and click the link and shop it with, you know, you can listen to us online. And we have a chat online. So once you're listening to us online, if you got some questions, just type it in. We'll get them on, get you on. If you want to talk to myself, Gigi, or you got a question or you want to answer a question, just press 1 and we'll get you on. And that's it right there, G.
That is it. Now, listen, there's been folks that hit me up on a regular basis saying, hey, you know what, I was trying to, you know, comment. I was going to ask a question. I wanted to, you know, chime in and things like that. So listen, that's the instructions. Hit 1, you'll be in queue. Now, again, we don't have caller ID like that. We don't have, you know, we're not looking to name names or stuff like that. Listen, all you have to do is just chime in. We don't care if you give your real name or not. If you want to be Miss Black China Doll 2021, then that's who you're going to be, right?
That's who you
we're
are.
Not fucking out, right? Now, one thing I do know, if King Beef call here, I'm going to have some issues, man. If a dude named King Beef hit bang this line, then we gonna have some serious issues. That's an insider. You guys can tune in for that one, man. You know, we gotta tune in for that one. If you've been rocking with us for a minute, you know about the King Beef beef, right? The King Beef beef. So man, let's jump in. Man, let's talk about what's going on in this world, man. Listen, here in Atlanta, you know, people have been talking about so much going on. The you know, everything, man. We talk about the COVID, shutting things down, not shutting things down, what's going on the other side of the world, that type of thing. So what's your take, and what's the, you know, what's the word, man? What's the climate situation out there in the DMV area? What are you guys doing out there? What's the state?
So,
what's the city doing?
I think it's pretty much starting to be the same everywhere as far as these mask mandates, because numbers
right.
are going back up. So I know I read in Atlanta they were saying that you got to put the mask back on. I just think that they just need to shut it. They just need to shut this country down, and you can't do some stuff in some states but let other states go free. So the only way that we'll be able to, like, completely get through this thing is completely shut this country down. I mean, like, just officers and, you know, the hospitals and fire paramedics and stuff like that could work. But everybody else just needs to be shut down for, like, 14 days, just completely shut down. And I think that's how we can, I guess, kind of beat this thing. But if Atlanta opened but you close Maryland, it kind of don't matter, because when the people go from Maryland to Atlanta, it's a possibility they could catch it. So it's just one of those things, man. They all got to get on the same page. I just think they all, like, everybody's trying to do their own thing. Everybody in Congress and, you know, the Senate and all that, they're just trying to do their own thing instead of just coming together and putting together one plan and everybody be on board. So.
Right. I want to do this. You guys press one. I need you guys to chime in. What's going on in your state and how you feel about the activities that are going on when we're talking about this pandemic and the vaccinations and COVID-19? So just press one to jump on, and then we'll get as many people as we can. That's not the topic for tonight, but it is a necessary combo that we want to address, you know, this first, you know, a few moments here in the show. And Tone, to your point, man, there has to be a uniform solution, right? So I agree. Now, what I will say, though, is when it comes to some type of shutdown, some type of reset, some type of reboot, I think that should have already happened. Obviously, we can't travel back in time, right? But I think that may have initially been a better solution than what they did, because they kind of half-assed it, right? Some states, some cities, and then the others were kind of let loose and that type of thing. And so eventually it's going to catch up to where you're going to know the areas that did not have any type of order. Now, when it comes to, you know, what goes on, though, my concern is I don't know if our country is set up properly to still be functioning the way that it needs to function if we actually stop and shut things down. And what I mean by that is I'm just talking about, I guess we would go to a higher percentage of an e-commerce system. And then, you know, there's still some areas where we need manpower. So I don't know what the logistics would be of what they would consider essential and non-essential. I mean, I really don't know. And I don't think that the presidency and everybody that falls in line really has a plan, a universal plan that would make sense. Like, they're fighting in the House already. They already have issues within, that system.
Well, the funny thing The funny thing is, when Trump was the president, Biden had all the answers, right? You know, he had all the answers. Oh, he should shut it down. Shut the country down, get everybody straight. Now he's in power to do it. He don't want to shut the country down. Like, it's the only way that we're going to 100% beat the virus. You cannot have half the country open and half the country shut down and think that, you know, we're going to beat it like that. It's not going to happen. So either you're going to shut it down completely, every state shut it down for 14 days, or we're just going to keep having this problem. You know what I mean? And sooner or later, it's going to get real, real, real bad where you really can't control it. You know what I mean? So they got to make a decision quick. I mean, they already saying, I shared this in one of my groups. I was reading the Washington Post, and they were saying in Boston, 90% of the people that's actually passing the new Delta virus is the people that got the vaccine. So they convinced these people to get a vaccine to help them, and it's actually
right. They're
actually hurting people. You get what I'm saying? In Boston. So no telling when that's going to be in other states, because a lot of people got that shot. So it's just a bad thing right now, man. This government just got to, like I said, come together and find a future, man. You know, like really get a hold on it. Or it's going to be a situation where people don't, it's open, but you're not going to want to be around nobody. So if everybody like tiptoeing, even though outside open, everybody's going to be tiptoeing around. I just think they jumped the gun too quick with the concerts and just fully opening everything back up like that. It wasn't fully gone yet. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
But, you know, I'm not in that position, so that might be a hard call when you start talking about people having to work. But, I mean, we print money. So, I mean, we print it. So it's not mm-hmm. The American dollar not backed by gold anyway. It's just paper. So it's not like it's backed by anything. I mean, just give everybody money.
Well, you know, a lot of countries have handled the pandemic, the COVID-19 situation, and even the vaccination ordeal a lot different than the U.S. I don't want to dig too much into it, but I do want some folks to chime in. And, you know, so we're at a point to where I don't think that we're looking at other countries that have had very effective means of handling the COVID-19 situation and how it caught, you know, in the pandemic and how it caused, the economic system to pretty much go topsy-turvy, you know. And like you said, I mean, and to your point, when it comes down to money, you know, in the allocation of, you have to take care of the people, right? You have to take care of the people. The people that have been putting in the work, the people that have been in the system making the United States stay functional with everything going on, from the essential workers, the medical workers, to the truck drivers and everyone involved in the logistics. I mean, we're still dealing with the effects of a lot of businesses shutting down. And I'm not talking about the businesses that collected millions and millions of dollars through the government grants and the government PPP loans and things like that, because we have to know and understand that there's companies that collected millions of dollars and still shut down and let go of workers, right? Yet they mm-hmm. received PPP loans to push those, to cover those salaries or those lost wages. So who is it affecting the most? It's affecting, I would say, the middle down to the lower class, right? So, you know, when they do get, you know, a few hundred dollars for a stimulus, and when they do get, you know, these type of incentives, it's not really stretching. You know, it's not going too far. And so overall, we still have to have a system to where when we come out of this, or when they say we're out of this, wink, wink. So when we come out of this, then, you know, we have – it's going to be a new new norm, right? So we've already we have definitely already, you know, started the, like I said, the e-commerce, a lot of the drop shipping and things like that. And, you know, obviously things have picked up when it comes to, you know, the delivery services, Amazon and all that stuff. But one thing that I will say, and then we can wrap this part up, is I watched a quick documentary that talked about AI, which is artificial intelligence, for those that aren't familiar with AI, going into the driving vehicles. You know what I mean? So you don't need drivers anymore, because the vans and the cars and stuff will pick you up, drop you off, will deliver your goods for you. And so what that tells you is they are already working on systems to alleviate manpower, alleviate individuals, alleviate the working force, right? And so, you know, there's things that people aren't even really thinking about when it comes to, you know, your future, right? So you have to have multiple streams of income. You have to be abreast of what's going on. If you think about it, and I said this at my event last night, it was a great success, the meet and greet. Shout out to everybody that came through. I asked them, when you think about the news, pick any of them, Fox, CNN, C-SPAN, you know, any of them, when do you actually hear any good news? And if you do, what is the percentage of it? And even more specifically, how much good news do you hear about the Black communities that are being pushed? Like, when they talk about Black communities, what happened in the Black community, what do they talk about the most? From my experience, they talk about the crime. Like, that highlights, right? I don't hear about this county having a high percentage rate of Black students going to college. These kids over here establish a nonprofit to help eradicate homelessness in their community. I don't hear those stories. Now, maybe you guys do, but I don't hear those stories. And if I do, it's far and few between. And so we just have to start thinking, a little bit outside of the box that they're trying to put us in. And when you make a box, you know, when you illustrate a box with your hand, you form a television. I don't want to get too deep with you, right? But you form a television, right? So that box tells a vision. Now, how does that vision affect you? Is it a positive? Because a lot of people that I know, they're like, look, I don't even want to watch the news. I don't want to hear what they got to say. I don't believe it. They telling lies. It's a television. They telling lies. I don't want to deal with any of that. But at the same time, you want to be informed. You want to know what's going on. So now you have to decipher which news is best for you, which one has a specific agenda against this, which one only talks about that, to, you know, put you in perspective of what you may really be dealing with and what you may not really be dealing with, and the agenda they want to push. So that was my rant. My rant was a little bit different this time. I didn't get a chance to talk about the regular rant, that you guys be like, come on.
We actually got a caller. Yeah, let's just call him before we get into the topic. 9523, GEI Radio, you on.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
To the show.
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for this hot Sunday afternoon. But I just wanted to chime in a little bit on the I am calling from Ontario, California. Thank you. I'm calling from Ontario, California. Kelly is in the building. But I just wanted to chime in on the topic about the vaccination. I agree with Tone. I think that we did things a little ass backwards, if I may say that. and I think we should have stayed closed, shut down longer. And I really thought that that's what Biden was going to do when he got into, when he got in office. Now, what they're going to do to get this whole this variant, because I believe that the Delta virus or variant is not going to be the only one that's going to be, that's going to pose a threat to the American people. But I think there's going to be more coming. But what do we do to safeguard ourselves, our children, our families, et cetera? I'm not really sure what that is. And I don't think that the vaccination is the answer either. One of my things that I'm like really concerned with is just, it's like, I'm not anti-vax, vaccination, because I got vaccinations when I was younger. But as you get older, you do start to do your own research and you do your own probing to see what's best for you. And as your bodies change, different things may not be, you can't put everything in everybody. It's not a one size fits all type of thing. And you're hearing more and more, not through the general outlet, but through private small outlets about people having side effects. And I'm talking about major side effects. I was just at the doctor's office on, thank you so much. I was at the doctor's office on Friday getting my eyes checked, and the nurse said that there was a patient that had came in the day before. He was 51 years old, got the shot. Him, because his son was going to college, him, his wife, and his son got the vaccination, trying to do the right thing. Well, he has since, he can't walk. He had that reverse effect where something happened with his spine, and they can't figure out what's wrong with him. He can't walk. And she was he's 51. Like, he's young. You know what I'm saying? So, and the fact that the FDA hasn't approved it, it's like it leaves everybody up to, like, it's almost like you're doing it at your own risk. You're taking something that's literally experimental at your own risk. And we can't afford to do that either. And I'm not against anybody who's done it, and I believe that the virus is real. I know people personally who have passed away from it. But at the same time, I'm just in a position of do what you were doing when it first jumped off. You got to move a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep doing what you were supposed to be doing anyways, washing your hands and, just all that stuff. But you just got to move a little bit differently. You can't move, the way that, because stuff is opened up. I mean, people are out here. Lollapalooza, I don't know if y'all saw that on the news in Chicago. Man, Lollapalooza was jumping as if there was no such thing as COVID, okay?
That's right.
I'm talking about everybody who's in close proximity. And so those are the things that, those are the situations that the breeding places. And I just kept thinking, all these people were together. They're about to board different planes. They're about to go back to their hotel room or go out to dinner. And this is how this shit, it's continuing to spread because we keep hosting big events like this. And I get the economy's got to get back on track, but I'm like, we got to start making it make some sense.
Yeah.
It's going to start making some sense. And then with the jobs are now, I'm sorry, I'm going to say this number, but the jobs too, some jobs are requiring you to be, in order for you to come back to work, you have to be vaccinated. So to Gigi's point, like, we do have to start thinking about a plan B. If that's not what you're trying to do, you got to have your own. You can't let nobody tell you what you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, we're not doing that.
Yeah. I definitely agree with everything you said. And that's one of the things, in 2020 when we were shut down, I felt like that was the opportunity for a lot of people to tap in to, things that they always wanted to do. That was your time to find out, to find another source of income outside of what you're doing. So the people that let that time go past, it's going to be hard now because a lot of companies are going to do that because they can. It's up to them.
Right.
So they can say, if you're not vaccinated, we're not hiring you. Now, the thing is, they're going to lose business as well, too. But then, you're still going to lose a job, and now you got to find another job or work somewhere that you didn't want to work only because they don't care about you being vaccinated or not. So it could turn into a big mess if, again, this government, red, blue, whatever they are, don't come together and figure out something for the people and not just their political parties. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is about the American people, not Democrats or Republicans, because it's going to get crazy.
And it's gonna be an employer's gamble, almost like the real estate market, how it's a seller's market. These jobs are going to start lowering the wages you know what I mean, not paying people the market reference point because people are going to be so desperate because they're not going to want to get the shot. Like, and there's so much more behind it. Like, you have to really see it for what it is. I'm like, you know, like dangling money in front of, you know, you get free donuts, you get chicken, you can get in here for, like, I'm like, wait a second, offer this stuff. Like, what are we really doing?
Exactly.
What's really going on? And yet the people who are vaccinated still have to follow the same protocols that we do.
Yeah. And the thing is, if you get the shot, you still can catch the virus and you still can pass it. So my question is, what does this shot do?
Right. Right.
What does it do? And it's not FDA approved. So we really just trust in the government. And, you know, they really never had our best interest, especially in the black community. So it's just, man, do your research. Like you said, I'm not knocking nobody that got it because you chose to do something for you and your family. But I would just say dig deeper. Anybody that hasn't got it and thinking about getting it, just dig deeper.
Exactly. I agree.
Listen, I've been sitting back listening to you guys. Paula, I want to thank you for chiming in. I want you to stick around for just like 10 seconds, but if that is your phone and you have background, just mute real quick because I want to be very clear, and because we have a lot of listeners, a lot of people that follow the show. These are independent perspectives. These are independent thoughts. But we all share the same challenges, right? Because we mm-hmm. live together. We have families. We have careers. We have businesses and things like that. So it's a necessary convo in terms of, yeah, of course, you always want to do what's best for you and your family. At the same time, there's people in different positions, and there's people that are privy to different things. So like Tone said, you know, do your due diligence. We're not swaying anybody one way or the other. But as you can see, we got a caller from Ontario, West Side, banging and all that. And then, you know, we got the DMV represented. And then you have me right here in the South, right? And so those are three different regions that we're talking about, but we're dealing with the common issue. So, you know, mm-hmm. just to kind of wrap it up and put it in perspective, I think that it's very important to know and understand that in the U.S., the prime source of activity is capitalism. It's not going to change. It's not going to change, okay? It's not going to change. That's how it was founded. That's how it moves. That's how things work. It's a capitalistic society. And so the vaccine is a vaccine, and we're not going to go back and forth about, you know, should you get it, should you not, you know, you make that decision. But think about it. Vaccine is a vaccine. Now, is it a cure? No, it's not. It's a vaccination. So if you understand how vaccines, their purpose of it, and what it actually does and may not do, because you won't know what it actually does until you have data, right? In order to have accurate data, you have to have X amount of individuals, right, to have, you know, to get your numbers to see if it's effective mm-hmm. or not and how it was effective. And the first stages, and I mean, think about it. There's not one vaccination, right? There's not one company that everybody's getting with the same vaccination. And so each vaccine has to be patented, right? So it's like burgers. Like, there's a few burger joints, right? But McDonald's has his own burger. Burger King has his own burger. Carl's Jr., all right? I ain't going to say Hardee's like that. I'm going to say Carl's Jr. And Whataburger and all that. They have their own recipe, but they all make burgers, right? So each one is going to have its own data. So just that within itself should let you know something, right? And I'm going to just leave it at that, man. Continue to do, you know, what's best for your family. At the same time, we are in a capitalistic country, and that's what it will always be, right? And so we just have to think, and especially as both the caller and Tone mentioned, we're talking about the black community. Please let's not start talking about Tuskegee experiment. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that today. But we just have to be, you know, very aware. Now, one thing that's not pushed, and I'll leave it at that so we can move on. One thing that has not been pushed is increasing hydration, increasing a cleaner diet, an alkaline diet, natural herbs, right? Yeah. Home remedies. Like, yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. In the black community, you know, especially recently, they go into the herb shop now, right? They're trying to go ahead and get their zinc. They're trying to get that calcium, the elderberry, all that jumping off. But at the same time, you have to think about now, who's manufacturing those things? I don't even want to go there, so I'm going to leave it at that. But anyway, so we have to do what's best for ourselves. And what's best for ourselves is to live a healthier lifestyle. Okay, because it's COVID-19 last year, this year. Who knows what's going to be? They're already talking about Delta, and I thought they were talking about Delta Airlines. I was like, so what about Southwest? We're going to have a Southwest virus? So I didn't even know what was going on, right? But those are things that we have to do. We have to be healthier, right, regardless of a vaccination or not, regardless of what's going on worldwide. Those are things that we need to do as a family, as a community, and that's what needs to be pushed more than anything. If you want to wear, you know, do it with the mask, we got to exercise, hydrate, eat better, and make sure that we get some natural, some natural elements inside of us. And I'm going to just leave it at that.
Absolutely, yeah. I agree.
Definitely.
So, Colin, we appreciate you. Look, we're going to switch this thing up, and hopefully – hey, if people are ready for this subject, we want you to chime right back in. Does that sound good?
Sounds good. I'm here.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much.
We got another caller, Gigi. 4879. GEI Radio, you on?
Hey,
hello,
guys.
Hey. All right. Thank you. How are you?
Great. Yourself?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to chime in. I know Gigi said that you were going to switch gears, but before you did, I want to chime in with you said something, Tone, about companies are saying that you have to get the vaccine to come back to work. And I wanted to chime to just give you a perspective as to why they're saying that. They're not saying it because necessarily, as Gigi said, it's a capitalistic society. Those companies who provide insurance benefits to their employees, your medical records, your health records are available to those insurance carriers. They consider the people that are unvaccinated a higher risk, meaning that those insurance companies are going to have to pay out more. So they are charging those companies that you work for more money to offer insurance, which they must offer because it is a law to provide the insurance if you have over a certain number of employees. So the capitalistic side of this is a catch-22. They can't afford to pay that money out of their pocket of what's going to be charged more by these insurance companies. The insurance companies aren't willing to take the hit of the risk of somebody having COVID-19 and the medical expenses that come with having COVID-19, even if you survive it. A lot of people being hospitalized and all that comes with that. Insurance companies aren't willing to pay that. If there is said to be a vaccine that can not stop you from getting it, not stop you from transmitting it, but stop the severe effects of being on ventilators and being hospitalized for a month at a time or any of those things. So it is a catch-22, and it is about money. Insurance companies and these – so the employer's best bet is to say, hey, I can't have you as my employee if you can't get vaccinated because they cannot afford for you to be their employee and pay the insurance that the government mandates that they must provide.
Mm.
So I think that's the one part about it. It's not, you know, Big Brother is trying to do whatever. Your medical records aren't as secret as you think they are.
Yeah.
They're not. And so insurance companies have access. The fact that they give you insurance means they have access to your medical records. That's one of the things that you sign off for when you sign up for insurance. So, and the other part of it is that people just don't seem to understand that you cannot do certain things when you're playing with money. You just can't. And it's big money. And insurance companies are big business. So, you know, that's really what you're looking at. So everybody's looking out for their bottom line, their pocket, but they're not looking at the domino effect of what that is. So these huge events that people are having to say that they are, you know, these super spreader events and all of that, those events are, they're great for their pocket, but they're not looking at the fact that, you know, like you said, somebody got to get on a plane and go back home or go. And so you're taking whatever you got at that event and you're spreading it wherever you are back home.
That's real.
Yeah,
and people are traveling. People
are traveling
like crazy.
You know, this is the last, I promise this is the last one that we're going to get into the, we're going to get into the topic. But you know what's funny about that is that, you know, I thought like medical records was like private. So will a worker be able to come in and say, does anybody in here have AIDS? Because if they do, I don't want to work beside them.
No. It's not, that's not what I'm saying. So no, a worker cannot do that. But an insurance company will absolutely know if a worker has AIDS that you were trying to provide insurance for. So I think you got to understand if you have more than depending on the state, it depends on the number of employees. But if you are over that number, you have to provide employer provided insurance. Not government healthcare.gov insurance, employer-provided insurance. Employers have to pay a percentage of that, and the other side of it goes to the employee, and they pay a percentage. However, when those insurance companies look at those medical records, they come up with a magic number of this is how much we're going to charge you, the employer, every month to provide insurance for this number of employees. And based on the pre-existing conditions of everybody involved, because they can see their medical records, this is what that number is going to be. Now, when you sign up for, and when I say medical records, I mean the stuff that is reported to your state's Board of Health, because a lot of stuff has to be reported to the state's Board of Health. They can't report it to your colleague, but it is, so there's certain people that will always have access to it. So when you sign the consent for treatment and the consent to bill insurance, you are consenting to share that information with the insurance company about your medical records. You are consenting for them to bill your insurance company for your medical treatment. So the insurance company is saying, yo, I don't want to pay for COVID-19. And they haven't been vaccinated. I will, but I'm going to charge you this much more money to do so. Employer. And employers are like, whoa, hold up. I don't want to pay that per person. So that's why they put into play. Because straight up and down, if as a business owner, I am one. That's a hard, like, that's, looking at the numbers, that could be the difference of shutting your company down because it's no longer profitable.
Yeah.
So that is a very hard decision to come to. But when you look at those companies that have thousands or hundreds, not even thousands, hundreds of employees.
Yeah.
And you're doubling the insurance cost. Because of COVID-19, for those people who don't want to be vaccinated, cool, you don't want to be vaccinated, but you can't pass that expense over to them either.
Yeah, yeah, like you mentioned, it is a catch-22, and it depends on what side of the coin you're at. So by all means, and you just dropped a whole bunch of information that I took some notes off of that, of what you just mentioned. So I think it's important to really understand because, you know, if you're not a business owner or if that's not something that you typically deal with, you wouldn't really understand. Your mindset is more so about other things and how it's affecting you and how it has affected others, and you don't want it to affect you in some type of way. So probably you're on point. I almost want to call you Miss Wikipedia, but I don't want to label you as, you know, the information person. So I'm going to have to come up with something a little bit more sexier, a little bit more dainty. So just give me some time because we've had you on here a few times and you always drop knowledge. So I'm going to figure it out.
I thank you. Oh, and one other thing, Tone, you said people will lower the wages. That's another reason why they would have to lower what they pay the people to make up the difference of what they're going to pay insurance. So just understand.
Yeah.
It all works together.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for chiming in. We appreciate you.
No problem. Definitely. No problem. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
All right. All right, guys. So listen, we're almost an hour into the show, and we haven't gotten to the topic, which is okay because we still had a necessary convo. You know, when you start talking about the media, social media, and having these type of conversations, man, people lose friends and friendships over this. Like there's a vaccinated versus non-vaccinated war. Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color your skin is. You know, people are choosing a side. And it's unfortunate. But at the same time, I think that's kind of intentional, though. There's an agenda behind that. But we're not going into that. What I do want to do is I want to remind everybody every damn Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. GG After Dark, and of course, GI Tone, we're doing Necessary Convo. And you guys can definitely check us out. Don't forget our IG page, which is Necessary_Convo. Did I get that right, Tone?
Definitely did.
I should, right? Okay, so Necessary_Convo. Go there, like the page, go comment under any of our posts, and just put, dope show, all right? Dope show. Any of the comments right there, and then we'll pick a person, or maybe the first one or two folks, and then you'll get something from us. I don't know what it'll be. Maybe a cool T-shirt, maybe a purse for a guy, maybe a tie set. You know, we got connections, so we can bless you with something really cool. So that being said, so here we are. And remember, if you want to chime in, press 1. And you got to do that. Like, you probably want to press 1 now because after a certain time of the show, you won't be able to press 1 to get on here.
Let me rephrase that.
Okay, go ahead.
As long as they're on, they good. It's after after an hour, you won't be able to call in and press 1. But if they on, they can press 1 as many times as they want to. So that's that.
Okay, so after 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock, you got to log in by 8.
Yeah, you got to log in by 8.
Okay. So everybody that's on, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
So if you want to get somebody on, you can go ahead and get them on. So, man, we're finally getting into the topic. Damn. Tony, let's do it, man. What's the topic and how'd you come up with it?
Okay. So I actually heard a conversation about this. You know, I was being nosy. And I heard somebody say, like, you know, if that certain thing that they brought for that lady was theirs, they would take it back. So it just made me think, like, is it okay to ask for items back after a breakup? So what you think, GG?
Damn. I love this conversation, man. I really enjoy this topic. You know, it's one of those things to where it really, I think it depends on how bad the breakup was, right? Because depending on how bad the breakup was, then, you know, you start thinking about all the things you did for this joker, right? All the things that you did for this chick and how when they move on, they'll be able to enjoy it. I think that that's just human behavior, man. I truly feel like that's just human behavior. And then when you get to a point where you're just frustrated, you're upset, and the breakup is not amicable, and you just feeling some type of way, you start thinking about all the things that you did, right? You start thinking about the expensive shoes that you bought. You know, bought this man a watch. You know, I mean, there's certain things that you can't necessarily take back because it's over and gone. So then you start thinking about, okay, well, I did that for them. Then it was worth about XYZ amount of dollars. Now you want to take that money out on their ads. And so you start looking at what's valuable to them. I'm going somewhere with this, right? And so, you know, one of the funniest questions when we start talking about being taking backseats, if you will, since school's starting tomorrow for some of our kids, you know, backseats, you know, when you take something back, engagement rings, man. Engagement rings is the first thing that comes to mind. I start thinking about, you know, how nice, how expensive that engagement ring was, and why did you get it? Did you get it because she was going to leave and that may have, you know, stalled the relationship for a little bit? Did you get it because, you know, she handpicked it and, you know, when you guys was out and about, he's trying to be real cool and suave and just kind of, you know, see her style, see what she liked, and then you handpicked it because she tried it on or whatever, you know? Or was it an heirloom? Was it something that, you know, your great-great-grandmama and them had? You know, wasn't even diamonds on it. It was like rubies surrounded with, you know, whatever. You know, are you going to take that back? Because I think that's a legitimate question. Take them back an heirloom, and you guys aren't together no more. What you going to do with it, mama? Ooh. Baby, what you going to do with that diamond ring that my ancestors had sent down through the generations? And everybody that wore this was a wife of one of the family members. So I think that's legit. So I know there's enough ladies on here that can talk about engagement rings. Did you give it back? Did you keep it? Did you pawn it? Right? I know there's a high community that pawned engagement rings depending on what that guy did. Not even did they needed the money. But they was like, well, look, it doesn't need to be in the jewelry box. So let me go price this out. Let me get it certified if they didn't already get it certified while they was together, and see what it's hitting for.
I'm 50-50, right? I think if it's something that you're paying on, then you definitely should take that. I think, like,
okay,
say
like
if you put $10,000 down on a ring, and you still owe another $10,000-$15,000 or whatever. I think you should be able to take that back because I mean, you know, you're paying on
run
it.
That
if
back.
You brought if you a car and you put down a down payment or it's in your name or something like that. I think, but if you paid cash for anything, like if you paid $25,000 for a ring, $25,000 for some earrings. You brought her a car. It's paid off. I don't think you can ask for that stuff back. And that go both ways.
That's a gift.
Yeah, that's a gift. Like, you can't ask for that back. Like, it's mine. Like, if my wife brought me a $100,000 watch and then somehow we not together no more, you're not getting this watch back. It's mine. You bought this from
and
me.
And you do whatever
it's vice
please.
Versa. Yeah, and vice versa. But anything I'm paying on, I'm taking back. I'm taking back. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not going to pay payments
really,
on a car I'm not going to pay payments on a new car while you drive around with your new boyfriend, and I'm paying payments on it. Like, I'm not going to do that. That's not going to sit well with me.
I can't argue that fact, man. And you actually put it together pretty nicely, man. If I'm still paying on it, now, when I think about it, I don't know what the hell I would be purchasing that I could not afford to get outright. But in the event that, you know, I wanted to do things a certain way, you know, I'm gonna need that back. Like, you know, I'm still, in other words, I'm still responsible for it. I'm still accountable for it. You know what I mean? So if you trash it, you wreck it, or your new guy's like, oh, okay, that bearded nigga, he got that for you? Cool. I tell you what, you go drop that off over there in the woods and blah, 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 blah. Now I'm going to get you, you know, we start doing some stuff. He go King Beef style. Then, you know, now I'm getting the call about, you know, my situation. They looking at me like, you know, I'm on the investigation because they're calling the woods. Like I'm trying to do insurance fraud or something like that. So I would say something that I'm still responsible for in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to need that back because you may be in your malicious ways. You feeling some type of way, right? And you may do something that you ain't really got no business doing, right? Because if it's a nice ring and you turn around and you run over the ring, now why would you do that? No, nobody wins if you run over the damn ring. Right? So if you start doing things like that, there's no need for us to even, you know, put either one of ourselves in that situation because they're probably pressing charges. I'm saying stole it, you know what I mean? And then now you got the first offenders program for the next 5 years, and it shit just bad all over. Right? So to avoid that, man, let's just make it easy on the front end. Right? Let's make it easy on the front end. So I want to know what you guys think, man. You guys can jump right back in. Press one. You can even give us a damn story because I know that these ladies got some stories about that guy asking for their shit back. I know there's some good-ass stories with a guy asking for his shit back. And you ladies may even think, like, dude, really? I could have bought this. So the only reason why I accepted it is because I accepted you. You know, typically I don't deal with, you know how y'all get, you know how y'all start flexing on brothers, man.
We got,
you know,
we got two callers, 9523. G.I. Radio, you on?
Let's go. Welcome to the show. Talk to us. What was that number again, Tom?
9523. Oh, guess they probably pushed it by mistake. 4879, GEI Radio, you on?
This is funny.
Welcome back.
So I have had situations where people have wanted things back, but I also have been in the situation to take stuff back. And I'm on tone. Oh, yeah. You're not going to continue to benefit off of what I gave. That's not happening. And well, and depending on how bad the breakup is. If the breakup is bad, oh no.
Absolutely.
You don't get to continue to enjoy the benefits of me without me. No. That comes
right
back with me. You go on and do what you do and let that new person,
the best of your ability,
figure it out or not. But when I leave, what I provide comes with me. Now, but on the same token, if you have given me something that has been, that, you know, is something I can give back to you, here you go. No problem.
Yeah.
Here you go, because I respect it. But there have been some things that folks are like, oh, you want that back? Oh, yeah, I already took it. I already got it. Don't worry about it. Or I need this. Yeah,
now,
that's nice.
That's tough. I'm not giving
back no watches. I'm not giving back no watches. So
Yeah. You keep talking about the 100K watch,
Tone, let me help you out about women. Let me let you know. We know long before the relationship is over that it's on its way out. So, oh, baby, I'm going to take it and get your watch cleaned, or I'm going to take it and get it resized, or I'm going to take it to get whatever, whatever. We are planning our exit. So don't think it's a situation where we're just going to say, let me run that back. I mean, I have been in situations where dude didn't even know that I had back what I had provided.
Oh, no. Oh, come on,
man. Until, oh, yeah, he didn't know. Until he looking for it. Hey, yo, what's up with this? Hey, man, you tried it.
Oh,
you tried
the watch is gone.
Oh, listen. Wow. No, I thought you said you were getting the extra link taken out. Mm-hmm, I did. You're not getting it back, but I mean, so understand that we make, depending on how bad it is, and I have been guilty of petty, like I will admit that there have been some times in my life where I have been ultra petty.
Okay. Thank you.
So
thank
if
you
there's
for
something
that
I purchased.
Other women will,
Oh, that we've been ultra petty? Yeah, I'll admit it. I don't know about anybody else, but I will admit I have been ultra petty. It's both a blessing and a curse. So I can recognize petty from a mile away, but that's because I've been petty. So, oh, yeah, no, but, yeah, no, Tone, don't think that. We're not going to ask you for it back. It's going to be gone, and you're not going to know where it is.
Okay.
Because we can sense the change in you. Men, y'all change before you say it's over. You start doing little things that we've picked up on, and so we make the adjustments that are necessary. So yeah, don't think
hold
that.
On. You say men change, so women don't?
We do. We absolutely do, but you all don't always pick up on the little changes. Like, we always know that there's something up. You might not tell us, and we might not even vocalize asking you, hey, what's up? What's the problem? What do we need to fix? Because we're on the same page. We just didn't communicate, which is a whole nother story and a whole nother show that a rabbit hole that we don't need to go down is when we just stop communicating. And now both of us are, we're on the same page, but we're just not communicating. So the breakup can be smooth and be amicable. And hey, this ain't working for neither one of us. Let's be cool. We can still be friends, or we can still, however you want to word it. But when it's bad, yeah, I've done stuff like taking cars back.
Wow.
That I paid for outright.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The fact that
so
that
there was no note.
Okay.
There was no note, but I'm going to take those keys, and you don't even realize that the keys are gone until I'm at the house.
Wow.
I can't find my keys.
They're gone.
You know, and I call that being on the same page but in different chapters. You know what I mean? Sometimes somebody's a little further behind, the other person's a little bit ahead, and you know, you never make it to the same chapter.
We in the same book.
Yeah.
You're in chapter 3 and they may be in chapter 5, but I get you. I'm with it. But yeah, I can admit that I have done that. I have absolutely, because in my mind I'm gonna come get the car at a later time. I need to know where the car is gonna be. So let me go ahead and grab these keys.
So when
I come pick up the car, there's no confusion. I got the keys. You know, but that's me. I'm the one who's bought cars. If I'm into you, I'm going to spend on them just like they spend on me. So, the petty side is if it goes bad, I'm working on that. I'm working on not being that petty.
So even if you fully brought the stuff, you take it back.
You are not going to continue to drive something that I paid for. And I'm not in it? No. Uh-uh.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I don't get, so my stand is you're not going to continue to benefit from me if I am no longer a part of the picture. As long as I'm a part of the picture, you get all the benefits. But if I'm gone, the benefits that came with being with me leave with me.
Okay.
And I think that's fair for men, too. Men shouldn't have to pay for stuff.
Well, you know, each person is different. Each relationship is different. Each dynamic is different. But I think what's interesting, and thank you again, because you keep coming with some stuff, right? You keep coming with some stuff. But I think what's really interesting is sometimes people feel like they hold a higher value in relationships because of certain things that they've done. So whenever they're taking those things back, a lot of times I feel like you're taking it back because you feel like that person was dependent on you. And I'm not talking about you specifically, caller. I'm talking about this topic. And so people hold certain value in certain things. And so what I think makes a person angry is when that person gives them their shit back without asking. Right, I think that is one of the things that can really,
yeah,
like, here, you're like, well, damn, I didn't even know. I don't even remember that I gave you. Still got that? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't want nothing else from you or nothing that reminded me or will remind me of you. And it's almost like a tug of war. It's kind of like a tug of war of power, especially when it comes to the breakup point, because in breakups, you still are jockeying to, I got the best of this, right? And you're losing now. I think that's tug of war, even if it's amicable, right? Because after the breakup, you still kind of pay attention to what's going on with that person, right? They got a new boo right away. Was they doing some of the things that I helped them do? Are they still in that field to help them get that job? They still working there? Are they still thriving? Are they thriving without me? Right. So I think all of these factors come into play when it comes to breakups and holding value on what that person gave you and wanting it back or not. Because, again, a lot of people, I think, Kylie, you may fall into this. You may want things back from them, but you don't necessarily need it. Right. So now that you have that, it's not that important to you to where you just don't want that guy to have it. You just you just want to make sure that they understand that when you were with me or when we were together, these are some of the things you was privileged to. So you lose your privileges of everything that I've been able to, contribute to this relationship. So
for me, it's more of a, and I'll just answer the question. I don't necessarily fall into that category. I fall into the category of, I think it's disrespectful. So, and I would give back. So if a guy bought me a car and we broke up, I'm going to give him that car back, whether he wants it back or not, because it is disrespectful to, and I think you alluded to the car being in the woods, or it's disrespectful to me. It's disrespectful to him for me to have another dude in the car or for me to be using the car to go see another dude. That's just disrespect. To me, it's disrespectful. So
yeah,
I'm not going to, if I see it as being disrespectful, it's disrespectful across the board, whether it's me, whether it's him, it's disrespectful across the board. So anybody outside of that person that I was with should not benefit off of what the previous person gave me. Also, so it's like, nah, that's just, it's to me, it's wrong. It's dead wrong. So if I feel that way about me, I'm going to feel that way about that other person. So even if it's bad, it's a bad breakup or whatever, it's still disrespectful. It's disrespectful to when everything was good.
I can agree with that.
Cool. Yeah, everybody has their code of ethics, man. We just hope that they are consistent with it, and I think that it will depend on each situation, because some people break their code of ethics depending on the severity of the breakup. You know, and for instance, you know, some women would say that, you know, I don't you know, step out. I'm faithful. If I'm with somebody, I'm with somebody. But depending on how they're hurt, they may go into revenge mode, right? And they go out of their character to do something to get that individual back in their mind. And then so now,
yeah,
you know, they're switching up, you know, who they are. And it's hard to come back from that, because now it's already under your belt, it's in your resume. And if you do it once as a possibility, you can put yourself back in that mindset. So the consistency of it is so important when you're dealing with someone. That's a little off topic, and that's a whole another rabbit hole that we are not going down. But Carla, thank you. Thank you for keeping the 1,000 with us. We appreciate that. Might call you Miss 1,000. What do you think about that song? Can we call her Miss 1,000?
1,000, definitely. She'd definitely be blessing us.
Yeah, so thank you so much for your contributions.
No problem. My pleasure. All right.
We got another caller, Gigi.
Okay, man, let's rock out, man.
7953, GER Radio, you on.
Good evening, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show. How you feel?
I'm great. I thought I'd finally chime in.
Okay.
We're glad you did. Let's get it.
So in regards to asking for stuff back, I've never asked for anything back. I've never had anyone ask for anything back, but I've had a situation where an ex actually stole my stuff.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
And I found out actually stole my stuff and pawned it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
What kind of items did he pawn when I actually moved out.
Huh?
What kind of items did he pawn? Pawning TVs, radios, jewelry?
Jewelry.
Yeah.
So it was actually when I moved out.
The next man.
Oh, he stole the stuff he gave me and stuff that he did not give to me. So he stole a bracelet that an ex before him gave me.
Oh wow!
So
yeah, and he knew your ex got you that tennis bracelet.
Exactly. So he didn't think
I
needed
that either. I'm doing that too, though. Yeah, I'm going for the tennis bracelet that Marcus got you too. Yeah, you're going to have to create all new memories of jewelry, baby.
Yeah, I don't think you were supposed to keep that. I don't think you're supposed to. If you do keep it, I think it should be hidden away somewhere where he wouldn't be able to find it. But I don't think you're supposed to, going into a new relationship, I don't think you're supposed to keep jewelry from other people.
As a tennis bracelet, I mean, it wasn't an engagement ring or a wedding ring or anything like that. So, I mean, I don't go through a man's jewelry and say, like, well, who gave you this item or who gave you that item? So, I mean, it's not really a wedding, per se, or
right.
engagement ring. So what does the tennis bracelet have to do with the next relationship?
Well, let's ask this. How in the hell did he find out where you got it or who you got it from?
Yeah.
How'd that come about?
I think probably from asking. And I'm an honest person, so I told him.
Did you keep it 100 with this, right? Were you elusive with it? Did you start out and say, well, you know, a friend got me this? Like, did you just wait for him to continue to ask specifically? Was it somebody you was dating? Like, how did you respond initially? Oh, yeah, friend got this for me on my birthday.
Yeah, it was more like that. It was kind of like, well, he asked, you know, directly if it was from a man. And so,
yeah,
you know, I answered the question honestly. I mean, because I'd rather you find out through someone else. So, I mean, I told him, you know, it was the next that got it, but...
Yeah.
Like I said, that was way before him. So, to me, I guess I don't really worry about those type of things. Now, if I was walking around, like, telling everybody, oh, yeah, so-and-so gave this bracelet, I mean, it was old. So, it was
nothing new. Now, let me be the angel's advocate, because we don't have to
Okay, go ahead.
Now, here's the thing. Now, if you made it a point to always wear this tennis bracelet with your outfit, if it showed sentimental value to where you was almost like, what I have on is not complete till I put these diamonds in this particular tennis bracelet. Like, because you ladies have all kind of jewelry. You got your costume jewelry on this side. Come on. And then you got your real expensive jewelry on this side. So if you found a way, seemingly, especially after he asked you, because after he asked you and he knew the source, now he's looking at you like, well, why are you wearing it today?
Exactly.
Why you got it on with that outfit? Right. So now it's like, what value does that hold? Like, how important was it, or how important is it for you to have this memorabilia, if you said, because you said it's not an engagement ring, it wasn't a wedding band or nothing like that. But as men, we also look at it like, okay, but it holds some value because you can get another tennis bracelet. Hell, tell me you want another tennis bracelet. Now, I may give you, mine, I give you maybe CZ, but it's going to be a nice bezel in it, though, right? But the diamonds may be CZs until I can work my way up and go ahead and get you the 2-carat, the little Tiffany's or whatever the situation is. But that's a man's mindset. It fucks with some guys. Right, like, why you got to wear that? Why you got to keep that? Because when I see it now, I'm like, okay, did you miss him today? Come on, Tom, help me out. Did you miss that motherfucker today?
I'm listen, GG. I'm with you. I'm so waiting for her to answer this question because I just don't understand
okay,
why she would keep it.
It was just a nice tennis bracelet. That's it. He could have replaced it with that cubic zirconium if that's what he wanted to do, but it had no kind of placement. It was just I wore it whenever I thought about it. That's how he was able to steal the stuff because I didn't wear it all the time. And so he thought that, oh, well, she wouldn't miss this. So I actually went to go find it. I was like, oh, shoot, where's my tennis? And I thought about it because I didn't wear it that often and was like, wait a second, where the heck is my stuff? And do the grapevine, he was taking your jewelry, pawning it.
Here's the million-dollar question, all right? This is what every single man and woman on this episode, on this platform, wants to know. Once you told him that this is from an ex, now when we talk about an ex, we're talking about somebody that you dated. Not somebody that you was sitting on top of from time to time. Somebody that you was actually dating, right? Y'all was together.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, number one, that's a significant individual, right? That wasn't a, you know what I'm saying? Now, the second part is, once that information was revealed, did you ever wear it when you two were out or out and about or around each other?
Yeah. No, I think I'd wear it to work.
Two, one.
To work. It went with my outfit.
Oh, Gigi. This is so bad. This is, let me tell you how bad this is. My wife came out the other room. I just looked at her, and she said, I threw all my stuff away. Because I was going to ask her, is any of that jewelry from somewhere
else? See? Don't ask a question.
You cannot keep jewelry from past relationships. You cannot keep it. And then tell, like, I mean, I guess you can keep it and just be like, oh, my sister brought me this. All right, cool. But you cannot keep it and say, this is from my ex. Like, what? Okay, so when you throwing it away? And then wear it with us? Every time you reach in that jewelry box, when you pull that out, you're going to think about who gave it to you. You are. You're going to be like, what's
come on
gave me this? Yeah, man.
And listen,
I don't know. I just don't go around asking those questions.
That's you. But listen,
like,
that's you.
I'd be like, oh, let me ask you about that. Oh, who bought that one? Like,
right. And that's you. And you're entitled to that. Now, is it fair to be considerate of how somebody else feels about that? Right, because my challenge, because the challenge would be, and I think this would be fair, in his head, if it was that much of a big deal, then go replace it, right? Go replace it. I don't want you wearing Marcus's bracelet no more, damn it, because you seem to smile a little bit too bright when you got that damn bracelet on, and all of a sudden it goes with every single damn outfit you got. So here is this.
But if we're grown enough, we have that conversation.
Listen,
if you had an issue,
well,
that was his
hey,
time
listen. Hey, hey, just because a person has different feelings does not make them not grown. That's what I'm telling you. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. But here's what I'm saying. Now, on his part, he has to own up to it. Hey, you know what? It makes me feel some type of way, right? I don't know if his back shots was better than mine, and you put this on thinking that, okay, this is when it was all good. Like, you got to understand that the mind of a man can go anywhere. Now, it was on him to express himself on how he feels about it. And I think that it may have been a little impressive for him to be like, look, here's my bracelet. Don't wear it in a pool. Don't wear it to shower. But this is my bracelet for you. All right? And don't tell nobody. Hey, don't let your girls tell you to go to a gemologist and get a certificate for this. Everybody's going to be embarrassed. Right? So let's not do that. This ain't about that. So that was on him to express how he felt. But obviously he did eventually express how he felt, right? If
no, he didn't.
You ain't going to wear it no more.
Oh, yes, by
no, he did.
Yes.
But you're not going to wear it ever again. And I ain't got to worry about seeing it either.
Yeah,
that's right.
I didn't know that it. I didn't know it was gone until I moved out when we separated. That all my stuff was gone. I started looking for jewelry and like started going through my jewelry boxes and thinking, well, maybe stuff dropped down in the box.
No.
And come
it
to find
down
out,
in his bag.
Yeah, that was gone. Like jewelry he gave me was gone.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like the only thing he couldn't get back was the ring, because I had it.
Okay. Now, what'd you do with the ring?
Oh,
please tell me
you're
not still wearing it. Oh, my God.
You should have the
no.
ring.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay,
oh,
so
I don't wear
for
that.
The next man to
that's like sounds like bad juju to me wearing that ring. No.
So that ring is now in the jewelry box for your next guy to bump into, right?
No, actually. Yep, I'm gonna look at it and be like, if you can't get
no
anything better
this
than this,
like this look like a damn
no,
engagement.
No, I took it to party one day, but they weren't gonna give me the good amount of money for it. So I'm gonna break it down and use the diamonds.
There you go. Now that I respect that tone, melt it, switch it into something else. Come on now,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Upgrade it.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
can turn
yeah,
rings and go
I like
towards
that.
Another ring.
I like that idea. I like that idea a lot.
Turn it into a new ring. Mm-hmm.
That's right. So basically
just add more
they was just contributing. That add more diamonds. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. You did good. You did good. Now, how long have you been checking out our shows?
I would say about a month now. Month and
okay,
a half.
Good. All right. Awesome.
I listen
we appreciate
every Sunday.
Your support. That's dope.
Thanks.
So we appreciate your support and we appreciate you chiming in. Thank you.
Thank you. Definitely. Have a great evening.
Can I ask
you
what, where you're calling from? Like, do you mind telling us where you're calling
from?
Oh,
yeah, absolutely.
Texas. I'm calling from El Paso.
Okay.
All right.
El Paso, Texas. I was going to chime in with the COVID conversation or the vaccines, but you guys had enough callers, so I didn't really chime in
with
that.
Listen, you got 45 seconds. Get it off your chest.
Well, I am a federal employee, so they are trying to find a way to make it mandated that we take our vaccines.
Okay.
I won't say who I work for. But they are putting in restrictions again with the mask. It's crazy because the city was actually one of the hot spots. But our city with our governor is making everything kind of like it's up to you for the mask, no mask. And children go back to school. So at the schools, it's optional to wear a mask. That's crazy to me because even though children might not be getting the same symptoms of COVID, they're spreaders. Just like they spread the flu everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you can imagine.
Yeah, they're spreading
with
colds.
COVID.
They're spreading colds.
Exactly.
They're spreading colds.
Exactly. One kid gets sick, the whole class gets sick. So this is going to be interesting. But, yeah, I mean, for us to be a hot spot,
because he was even on CNN. El Paso was a hot spot for Texas. But, our numbers are going back up, but they're not talking about shutting it down. So pretty much federal employees is getting strict again, but they can't force us to take the vaccine.
Yeah, so, that has to do with it not being FDA approved.
Exactly.
That has to be like one of the top things. You can't do that because it's technically still an experimental vaccination because you don't have all the data of its efficacy, right? You know, I used to be in the medical field.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you know, you still have to have X amount of data that lets you know, you know, how effective it was before it's approved and
mm-hmm.
patented and all
that
stuff.
True.
And again, since you are the feds, right, I'd be fresh as hell when the feds watching. Let me get that out of the way. But you know, the fact of the matter of there being various versions of
mm-hmm.
quote unquote the same vaccination is to me is a flag. Right, it's not even one that you go with because now it's almost like they can finger point. Well, I'm not taking this one over here, but I'm gonna take this one, and that it's almost like bidding wars. So we don't even know
mm-hmm.
what goes behind all of that. Which to me, okay, if there's not one universal vaccination and just you know this type of platform, we can say whatever we want. I don't think that a lot of people in the political space are taking them shits. I don't honestly think that. They're not going to be part of the case study. They're not going to be a part
mm-hmm.
of that first wave of case study. I just don't feel like it. I mean, we got to think about these are people that come across, write bills, come up with all this other shit, and it's a new vaccine that is in the U.S. You know, you're still getting the numbers, and now you're getting these weird numbers and things like that. That you're going to be in the front line? You're going to be in the front line of that? There's too many folks to wait around and see. But, again,
and
I'm
that's
not
usually
going
why
to
they
rant part
the,
two.
They've been giving it to the military their first go-round is giving it to the military.
There you go.
With the military,
absolutely.
They are required to take every vaccine. And, I mean, that is the biggest catch. I had that conversation at work on Friday.
Yeah.
With them coming up trying to figure out how they can make it a requirement like they do the flu vaccine and all that. But like you said, there's FDA hasn't approved it, so you can't force us to take it. But they can force, you know, they're trying to force, like, well, if you don't have the vaccine, you have to get tested once a week. You know, everybody is required to wear their mask. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So until they can figure out a way to make it mandated, I mean, they're still going to have to play the game just like everyone else. But, So that was my little two cents with that.
Hey, we appreciate it. We collected it and deposited it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Man. Have a great evening.
You too.
Thanks.
Man. It's been a hell of a ride this Sunday, Tone.
Already.
It's been a hell of a ride. We want to thank everyone that's listening, everyone that stuck around, the calls that came in.
EG, we got another call.
Really interesting callers.
We got another call.
Okay.
2484.
Should be interesting.
GEI Radio, you on?
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Welcome
to
the show.
How you doing?
Thank you.
Fine. Is this girl number six? How you doing? Goodness. Girl number six, what's up? Talk to us.
I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I just wanted to say that I was given a bracelet. I don't even think it was for my birthday, but it was my birthstone. And it was really nice.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy asked for it back.
Oh, hell.
And
so it was specific
Yeah, but see, he was like one of those bipolar type guys. And I was like, you know what, I'm flipping your
before,
shit.
Was he bipolar before you started? Wait. Was he bipolar before you started rocking with this guy?
I believe he was, because it was like his family was trying to push him on me. Like, they knew something. Yeah, I felt like they knew something but didn't want to tell me. So he asked for it back and wanted to. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. This is all you.
Okay. Well, in one of his rants, he asked for it back. And what I did, everything that that came with it, the box, whatever paperwork it was, the bag, everything, I mailed it back to him. And when he got it, he said, "Oh well, I didn't mean for you to give it back. It was a gift."
He's crazy. So he asked for it back.
Hold on.
And then he said,
"Yeah,
stop the damn presses. I need you to bring that back real quick." Okay, from when you said in one of his rants, because just that sentence alone lets me know that this was a challenge towards the end of whatever the hell y'all was doing, the giveaway, the family giveaway experiment. So he said what?
He asked for it back. He said, "Give me my bracelet back. Give me my damn bracelet back." No, it's like,
so
okay,
he is with.
Let me get back.
So.
Yeah.
So we did a little
T.I.
and Nunu scene.
Well, he didn't snatch it, but we were in different states. We were in different states.
Okay, so we couldn't snatch it, okay.
Yeah, so that's why it was mailed back to him, everything associated with that damn thing.
Oh, my God.
Everything, yes. And I mailed it from my job.
So you sent – oh, wow, right, as a return address.
So he probably – I think he got it very quickly. Because it was mail from my job.
Well, oh, right. They send out the corporate mails. You know what? So you actually sent a I don't care package to this guy.
Yes. Yes.
That may be the first I don't care package ever sent off from the corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Classic. Wow, this guy asked for your birthstone bracelet back. Wow. You know, because you're the last caller. Doesn't matter who's behind you, whatever. But I think it's interesting how some guys get – they think that certain things are going to hurt that woman when, in all actuality, sometimes the gift is a mediocre gift, but because she cares for the guy, it holds some sentimental value. Right, because you got some guys, you got it like that. They gonna give you a 3-carat bracelet and a necklace to match, right, and an anklet, right? And then you also got a couple different charms that you can switch out. Now that guy may have it like that, and he may say, you know what, you can have that shit. I ain't got no problem getting that to the next one. Like they'll be that arrogant, right? Just guys that are arrogant like that, right? Right, caller.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
These guys are like they say that they don't care or they got like that. You know, here's some money. Get you blah 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 blah, and then you have guys that either can't afford it or are trying to impress you, but you know they're still at a certain level when it comes to what they can do. So you know when you think about birthstones, I mean how much are birthstones going to be? Because none of them are. Is there a platinum birthstone? Is there a? I mean, there's no birthstone that's really an outrageous cost, and on top of that, you still have to have some type of bezel, right? And it still has to sit on a particular bracelet anyway. So that has to be either white gold, or that could be sterling silver, or that could be uranium, whatever the weird names. So basically, it's fake, but you want it to be fancy. So you still have those types. So that's amazing that somebody would want that back and do what with it?
Exactly, because I'm sure he wasn't going to wear it.
He's not going to wear it, and ain't nobody else going to take that. Now you got to go
exactly.
Find. Listen, what's your birthstone? I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, is it your birth song?
Yes, it was my birth song. I think it's called Rose Zarkon. It's October.
Right. So now he got to go date somebody this born in October to get the bracelet. So you can't give that to somebody who was in April and they, you know, whatever their birthstone is in April. Man.
Or he could have given it to his mom because his mom was an AKA.
So it was
because of the color.
It was green.
It was pink.
It was pink. Okay. Wow. Now, if he gave it to his mama, and his mama knew that it came from you, and she accepted, that's a whole other issue in that family tree.
Yeah, I don't think that she would have taken it. Yeah, I don't think somebody
they pushed him on her, so they probably already know that he was crazy.
That's why I really believe that. I mean, I love his family. I'm just like, okay, so I still feel like y'all pushing him on me. You know,
you was they great black hope, sister.
Apparently I was. And then later on, he said, like when I was done with him, like that was done. And then he would still contact me. And then he was talking about, he got mad at me. He's like, well, I had a Michael Kors purse for you to give to you for Christmas.
Ooh.
I'm like,
you missed out on that bag.
So here's the thing. And see, there's the issue because people feel like that I'm materialistic. I'm really not materialistic when it comes to that. I mean, I like nice things, but maybe a purse, maybe
that's
here and
not
there.
What you're all about.
But if when I get that one, you know, I'm not the type that carries like this purse, that purse, or like specific purses. You know,
you got to have the next bag coming out for the season,
right?
Couple colors and things like that. I get it, right.
Now, if I get a nice one, then you know, I'm that's for life. You know, a couple of them or whatever, but. I just felt like even with that bracelet and him talking about a Michael Kors bag, I guess he felt like that was supposed to impress me. Now, if he would have said a Fendi bag, now, you know, I'd be like, okay, you know what, now, is this worth it?
Let's talk about this thing here real quick. Let's get some understanding. Right?
Exactly.
Now, that is how to get to the bag, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
To the bag. Well, you ladies are something else, man. I'm glad that you're saying it. Y'all are something else, man. Hey, we appreciate that. Stay away from that brother, man, because, you know, it's COVID season, it's pandemic, and brothers is reaching out to who they felt like was a prized, quote-unquote, possession. So, he'll be sending you. Okay, he did? Okay.
No.
Well,
no,
when
he
you see
can't
King,
find me. I don't
when
block
you see,
him on everything.
Listen, this is what you watch out for. Watch out for the IG name or the Facebook name, King Beef 2021. Okay? That's that dude.
No, it ain't either. Not with that name.
Oh, boy. Hey, man, look. We done, Tone. That's it. I can't stand it no more. Oh, boy. Oh, shit. No wonder he getting bracelets and bags. Oh boy, man, yeah, that was good. That was good.
Before we
appreciate you chiming in. Yeah.
Before we let you go, do you mind telling us where you're calling from? Okay.
Hey. Okay. All right, yep. GA, stand up. Good.
Definitely. We
hopefully that brother.
We appreciate you calling in.
You're welcome. Oh, you're
all
very
right,
welcome.
Y'all
have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you.
GG.
This was a lit show today, man.
This was a lit show tonight. GG, has somebody's family ever pushed you on somebody?
Let me think. I don't think so. You know, I've been afforded to have, you know, the people that I actually date, you know, and or marry, because, you know, I was married once upon a time. You know, the family was pretty cool, you know, at least while we were together, right? You know how that go. And while things were good. I'm sorry. Let me add that, too. but initially, nah, you know, the ladies that I've dated, the ladies that I was in relationships with, married to, you know, their families was, they was all pretty cool, man. They was all pretty cool, you know, through and through. So I've met some really, really cool parents of ladies, you know, and I think that's pretty cool. And hopefully, you know, they remember me as being, you know, a decent man that, you know, that they ran across. So, but no, I've never had somebody like, hey, you know, take this sister from up out of here. We can't stand it. So, so that's
you
just
know
positive.
What? I think next week we should do a show on, you know, when you do break up, do you break up with the family also?
That's good. You got to add the kids to that too, man. That's going to be explosive. Do you break up with the family also, man? That's the in-laws, that's the brother, the sister,
everything.
The kids. Oh, man, that's going to be good. Listen, man, we may get one of those special co-hosts on for next week, man. Let's look into that so we can go ahead and have a woman's perspective full time. Man, great show,
definitely,
Tom.
Definitely.
Great show,
great show. Let them know where they can find you at, GG.
Yes, so for those of you that don't know, I'm GG After Dark, a.k.a. Rob Malloy. I'm based out of Atlanta at the moment. So you can definitely find me on all social media platforms. I am Rob Malloy. That's I am Rob Malloy. And, of course, you can definitely find me, GG After Dark handles everywhere, all social media platforms, including websites. So definitely check out what's going on. Just had a meet and greet yesterday. Shout out to everybody that came through on that. And every fourth Saturday, right here in Atlanta, we have Brims and Stilettos Adult Conversation. Should be in DMV real soon. So we're going to talk about that, see what we can make happen. Tom, let them know how to stay connected to the show, and most definitely you. And salute to GEI Network, man. Please stay tuned because they keep popping new content. I got to say it. I know you're going to say it, but I got to say it. They keep dropping new content. I'm seeing if they're going to let me get into the music gang and get in here with these brothers they got spitting, man. I think I can get down with them. I just four bars, though. Don't ask me to come back after that. Just give me four hot lines.
Just four.
And I'm out.
We got you.
Yeah, definitely. Let them know, Tom.
Definitely. You can follow the radio show at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. You can follow our show, Necessary_Convo on IG. You can follow myself, GEI_Tone on all social media platforms. And like Gigi said, please check out the network on Roku TV. We add new content often. Myself and Gigi, we are going live with this show, so we're still going to do the radio show, but each week we're looking to do a live broadcast, so you can actually see us and call in and rock out like that. So be looking out for that. That's about it. Gigi, I seen some pictures from the meet and greet. It was dope. The ladies had on the hats.
They represented with the brims, man.
Yeah,
they had on the hats. Listen, I did not know that they was going to do that. I didn't say, you know, bring your brims and stuff like that. It wasn't necessarily a brims and stiletto situation, but they respected the movement. They respected the brand. And so definitely you can find that content, guys, on I Am Rob Malloy social media handles. It's on the Facebook page and it's on the IG page. Just a little, that was just a little taste. Once we get, you know, all of the footage back, then, you know, I'll do a full recap. But go check it out, man. The ladies look absolutely amazing. None of them gave me their phone number. You know, I was surprised. But, you know, they represented. And the fellas represented, too. Now, ladies, there's some fellas on there, too, now. All right? Hey, it ain't no Hugh Hef situation. So the fellas was in the building. They was looking dapper. and everybody represented. So, you know, just stay tuned, stay connected. We appreciate everybody's support.
Definitely, and be safe. You know, like, Eric, do what you're supposed to do. Wash your hands, wear your mask if you feel like you got to wear your mask. And, you know, we're going to see how this thing play out.
Well, wash your ass.
Well, definitely. That's the moment. that's number one.
Don't leave no stones unturned nowadays, man. All right. Hey, man, we out.
We out. Peace.